We're going to hear now about a court case in Canada that could change things for millions of couples. In Quebec, couples are far less likely to be married than almost anywhere else in the world. They often just live together. And a third of Quebecois couples have de facto or common law partnerships. They share a home, join their finances, and have families without getting married. That is much different than in the U.S., where common law relationships are fairly rare. North Country Public Radio's Sarah Harris reports on the case before the Canadian Supreme Court.
John Kavexis and his partner Ava Radwanley are stretching in the park du Mont-Royal after a run. They've been living together for 8 months. Soon, they may have a union de fait, a de facto marriage or common law partnership. Getting a legal marriage isn't that important to them.
I guess I'm like most women, like I would love to get married for the dress and the party, but it's not really necessarily a proof of love for me.
I think it is important to me, but not legally speaking.
If they break up, Ava and John won't owe each other anything, at least not under current Quebec law, which says that if their common law union ends, they have no financial obligation to each other. Married couples, on the other hand, split the assets acquired during marriage 50-50. If they have kids, they'll have to pay child support. But there's nothing like alimony or spousal support. So Ava and John could just walk away, no strings attached. But that may change depending on how the Canadian Supreme Court rules in the Eric versus Lola case. Eric's a Quebecois billionaire. Lola's a Brazilian model, and Eric's 10-year common law spouse. Those aren't their real names. Canadian law prevents the publication of their legal names to ensure their privacy. Anyway, when they broke up and Lola didn't receive alimony payments, she sued both Eric and the government of Quebec, claiming that the lack of protection for common law spouses is discriminatory and violates the Canadian Constitution. Robert Leckie, professor of family law at McGill University, says the ruling could have wide-ranging repercussions for more ordinary couples.
And if Lola wins in part or in full, the implication could be that, you know, the million Quebec households where people are living together unmarried, the economics may shift. It may be that one's required to share some of one's resources with the other partner, and you can no longer walk away at the end of it.
Marriage is an outmoded institution in Quebec. The province was really Catholic until the 1960s, when the Quiet Revolution, a large-scale rejection of the church, prompted Quebecers to stop attending Mass and to stop getting married. Now, most people just live together. Benoît Laplante, a demographer and sociologist at the University of Quebec in Montreal, says common law partners use existing legal structures like deeds and wills to give them protection the law doesn't provide.
There is a strong support in Quebec, not always very conscious, but for a kind of set of rules in which having a relationship with someone is not creating a dependency or a liability.
That's in part why common law unions are so popular. People see them as egalitarian. But Anne Goldwater, a celebrity lawyer who represented Lola for 5 years, says the law's equality is an illusion.
You fall in love, you think, especially in a place like Quebec that so jealously protects the equality of women, you really believe, because it's part of the culture, that men and women are equal and have equal opportunities. And that's true.
But Goldwater says traditional family structure and gender norms put women at a disadvantage when common law couples separate.
But the problem is the outcomes are never equal. They just aren't. So a woman is still expected to take care of hearth and home and bear the children and have a career and what? And walk away with nothing? Come on.
So what will happen to Quebec's million common law couples when the ruling comes down? If Eric wins, nothing. If Lola wins, well, they may want to renegotiate the terms of their relationships. Back at the park, John and Ava say they're not really thinking about contracts.
Any kind of commitment, like on papers, doesn't mean anything for me. I just believe in our love and our path together right now.
But depending on how the Supreme Court rules, John and Ava may be forced to decide what, legally, they want that love to mean. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Harris.